Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 28 through 30 in the New Living Translation. This is what it says. So I am all the more anxious to send him back to you, for I know you will be glad to see him, and then I will not be so worried about you. Welcome him in the Lord's love and with great joy, and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing for me what you couldn't do from far away. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this continued dialogue that Paul has been talking about his dear friend Epaphroditus. And I pray for the person listening today who just says, oh Lord, I just need one dear friend. Would you send them a dear friend? Would you open their eyes to the funny little disguises friendships sometimes take? Lord, I know that in my own life, there's been times where I've been attracted to particular people and think, oh, they're going to be my great friend. And there were other people I wasn't necessarily attracted to as a friendship. And yet they ended up being the most surprising, beautiful relationships of my life, some of the most faithful and loyal friends. And so, Lord, help us today as we think about friendship to not push away those who might not look the popular way or might not look the way we might envision a friendship, but that we would be open to the Epaphroditus's that you bring our way, that they may, that we would be welcoming of them, that we would welcome people into our lives. I think about a friend of mine who lost her husband, and boy, that's been a very enriching friendship. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to see with heavenly eyes, with kind of this better radar, because you say that you see as God sees. So you see the heart of a person. You don't look at the exterior. You look at the heart. So, Lord, help us to be open to whatever relationships you have for us. Help us not to only just examine the exterior of a person. And I'm not talking about physical aspect, just the whole personality. Help us not to evaluate them that way, but to just spend time with you and hear from you about which relationships you would have us pursue, no matter how they look on the outside. So Lord, give us discernment. Give us some Epaphroditus's. Oh, we need some encouragers in our lives. Lord, help us to welcome those friends and those family members and those co-workers with great joy. Teach us what it means to welcome people into our lives with great joy. Teach us what it means to have hospitality by not only welcoming people into our friendship circle, but to welcome them into our homes, which is a hard thing to do, but so important. Help us to know when it's time for us to feed someone, to bring a meal to a friend, to bake some cookies for a shut-in. Give us that kind of holy perspective on even little talents that we may have, whether we cook or whether we can repair an engine or we can do things that other people can't do, and we can serve them that way. So Lord, help us to not only welcome people in the Lord's love, but help us to love others as you would have us love them in our own us-shaped way. I know you've created us a certain way, and maybe somebody just needs a piece of art that we create. Maybe someone needs a song that we sing. Maybe somebody needs an act of service that only we can provide. So Lord, just show us how to love the people in our lives. Give us great joy as we serve others. Lord, help us to learn what it means to give honor to people. In this frustrating world, Lord, there's so much dishonor, and there's so much tearing down, and there's so much political anger, and there's so much wrath that happens on Facebook. And yet, Lord, you call us to be different, to have joy, to have love, and to think on the things that cause edification, the things that are beautiful and peaceful and lovely and all those things. We're to keep our minds on those things. Forgive us for thinking of the worst of other people. Forgive us for demonizing people for having different opinions than ourselves. Lord, help us to interact with people in a way that we are thinking, that person who disagrees with me is someone who God loves. Help us instead to regain this idea of table spirituality, where we can have delightful conversations around tables instead of weird little discourses on Facebook and other places where we're detached and we're like robots sharing pieces of information back and forth. Instead, help us to engage with our community. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when your friendships overwhelm you, or you're lonely because you don't have the friendships that you want, unburden yourself through prayer, because God is absolutely and beautifully and wonderfully listening to you today, my dear friend.